Well, another interesting trade today for this Tuesday market wrap-up. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Wheat and crude, they kind of continue to be the lead in the market. And we're going to dive more into this today with Mike Zuzulo. Mike, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics. And we talked about this, man, back in mid-November in Kansas City about wheat and crude. And it's kind of come right back up to the top again and having a trade effect.
It does, Susan, and I think this is really, I don't want to say healthy for the market, but I'm glad we're putting it into prices now and not dilly-dallying around. And in other words, the trade for about 2 or 3 weeks now, at least, has been talking about how we're going to be oversupplied in both wheat and in crude oil. And you may wonder, well, why is the wheat and the crude oil, why are they both working together to the downside? And it's one, because there is this oversupply fear. And also, it's been noted in Europe in some of the trade comments that the Russia-Ukraine peace deal is highly likely in some people's opinions. And it is, I think, being priced into the market at this stage of the game. And there again, it's being talked about in the wheat sector, and it's being talked about in the crude oil sector. And to join that on the trade on Tuesday was the remnants of the NOPA crush report and the bean oil being at a 7-month high after that crush report came out on Monday. And so we have kind of a trifecta here working against a worsening South American weather map, in my opinion. We have the crude oil leading both the soy oil and the wheat lower. Crude oil actually hitting a new 4-year low on Wednesday's trade. So I have been telling clients, like you said, since really around Thanksgiving time period, before Thanksgiving, don't be surprised if this happens. Don't be surprised if this takes away from the upside in corn and beans for a time. Let's get closer to Christmas, though, and see where we sit with South American weather. And the way it's sitting right now at this stage of the game, with the models drying out and providing less coverage in the driest areas of southern Brazil and Argentina, while at the same time putting too much rain into areas that don't need it, like center west Brazil, I'd say the weather market is as valid as it was 3 weeks ago. So this next 7 to 10 days, to me, not unlike the early stages of what we went through in 2012.
You know, when you look at the supply pressure that continues to be on this market, wondering, for example, like you talked about, happenings in South America, how much and when that'll take a hold on our market trade, but at the same time, wondering about demand-wise and our export opportunities going into the new year.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this is where the dollar and the policies are really crucial, just like they were in 2025. I don't think that's going to change much as far as how important the trade policies are going to be. And one of the things I think also maybe that has hit this market a little harder and not allowed much pushback by the bull is that we're hearing now that the U.S. biofuel policy for 26-27 mandates are going to be pushed back until the early first quarter of 2026. And so when I look at the January crop report, I look at the South American weather, I look at the biofuel policy, and I look at the crude oil supplies peaking in the first quarter of 2026, it seems to me almost all needles point to the idea that we could have a major low in 2026 in that first quarter. And that's what I'll be talking about in my upcoming client webinar that I'll be putting together this week. So be sure to sign up for a trial on GlobalCom Research if you'd like, globalcomresearch.com. If you'd like to get a free trial, just sign up for one.
Well, you know, and Mike, as you look at that and the conversations that you're having, kind of leads me into the thought process of what are folks wanting or concerns as they get ready for this new year to start a whole new marketing plan if they haven't done so at this point?
Well, the big thing they don't understand right now or are having a hard time seeing through and around the corner is where is China at in all of this because of the up and down nature of the trade negotiations. And I have been of the view, Susan, pretty much all year long that China is better prepared than they were the first term of President Trump. They're better prepared than Japan was back in the mid-1980s when they were the world exporter, essentially dumping cheap exports onto the world market in order to stave off bad consumption in their home and in their own country, domestic consumption. I see China very much like Japan of the 1980s, except China is probably not going to buckle like Japan did with the United States in terms of changing their currency policy. If they do, that's great, but I think we need to plan on it not happening, because so far that's been the right direction to take. So that leads us to the idea, without South American weather, with a 300 million bushel carryover domestically, and still the second or third highest world ending stocks of soybeans in the modern era, going back to the mid-1990s, it seems to me that the soybeans are still kind of the eventual price leader to the downside, even though the wheat has picked up on that through the crude.
Let's look at the livestock side of the trade action too today, Mike. I mean, holding their own is a good way to describe what we're seeing in the livestock.
Yeah, this is a market that has really come around and adjusted to the cash market. The futures has gained more confidence as the cash market has turned around. And that has been very welcome. And I think the big reason the cash market's turned around is because the retail sales data, the high frequency information that I've been getting ever since Thanksgiving, would suggest that beef is still winning, partially because turkey prices are higher than last year, partially because the pork is not as much desired as last year. Ham prices are not as cheap as last year either. And so this has been very welcome news, along with the strength on Wall Street and that wealth effect driving consumption. A recent poll and a recent large poll taken by a restaurant-affiliated group suggested that a vast majority of Christmas shoppers are planning a meal out as part of kind of the package of their shopping. They're not walking away from wanting to eat out when they go shopping. Very good, strong demand still lingering. So that puts us at a supply situation that is going to probably tighten with the Friday cattle on feed report. Average placements around 92. I could see it going a little bit below 90. I think we've hit peak placements. The question now will be, what does the calf crop look like? How does the weather look like in January and February? That kind of seals up the supply side.
And even with just, you know, a couple of days that we saw some really big cold snaps, it has been decent growing winter weather for these cattle.
It really has. And I think this is where cattle and wheat in the plains are coming together when it comes to the weather. It's been very, very dry, and it looks like these cold snaps could return in January, even though the trade, I think, has baked into the price, or starting to bake into the price, a warmer than average January. I'd be watching that very carefully. And I think maybe natural gas is a good barometer to what the trade is thinking when it comes to the winter weather. So I've noticed a big, steep pullback in natural. That's good, because that would associate with this warm-up we're seeing. I'll be watching that very closely, and watching that especially when it comes to the cattle and that dry winter wheat belt that we have in the HRW areas.
All right. Sounds good. Mike Zuzulo is joining us today for the market wrap-up with Global Commodity Analytics. A quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that's the Tuesday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.